Welcome back to the Bible as Art Notes, where we're talking about smaller things. And in this, I want to talk about the structure of sin and some of its features and its decoupling, deunifying, disintegrating features. So let's check it out. Okay, so I've been reading this great book and what's it called? Love Alone is Credible. Hans-Urs von Balthasar is the interpreter of the Catholic tradition. And it's a collection of essays. And in an essay called Love and the Organism, a Theological Contribution to the Study of Life by Jose Granados, he's talking about Martin Heidegger and the philosopher Hans Jonas. And he makes this point about how Hans Jonas was a follower of Heidegger, but when he saw that Heidegger clung to some Nazi beliefs, is that cast doubt on his philosophy. And, you know, this is one of the most common forms of arguments. And you say, oh, well, you know, the reason for this person's doing this is because of this intellectual thing. You know, that's the great question of studying history about what are the causes of things, intellectual or material, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, it's multivariate, you know, things have multiple causes. But when he's making this argument, I was thinking, I was like, well, you know, maybe that's true. But one of the interesting things about the nature of sin is it's decoupling. So it's disunifying, that it separates. And so, you know, one of the features, for instance, in the series that we're doing on A Christian Guide to Beauty and Design, one of the features of properties of God and things that are beautiful is that they are unified. They have unity. And so if you move away from God, that increases disunity. And so that's not only disunity on people. So you see that, you know, in Genesis, you know, Adam and Eve sin and they put on these clothes that separate themselves from each other. And then they hide from God. So they're putting up separations between these relationships. And then in the next chapter, you see separation between brother, between spouse, right? And but it also brings internal disunity. So all of the parts of your personhood start to get compartmentalized, and there's lack of unity. And so when you look at something like this, and I have no belief or no stake about, you know, if Heidegger's philosophy contributed to his taking on of Nazism,